A very big news item. Just caught in a moment on the screen about Fukushima. That right now the radiation is at, quote, incredible level. If you go to Australia, you see many more stars. You see lots and lots of stars. Because you're looking into the center of our galaxy, which is spinning, a spinning plate. And from where we are, you see fewer stars because we're at the outer edge of the spinning arm. Into the center of the plate and out at the edge of the plate. Stars. It's strange, isn't it? It's strange that we have words, that we place things, that we feel and think. And you think of all the stars and there's something a little like life. Where does life and life comes from life? They're trying to start some life, but I don't think it's possible. I think life can just come from life and petroleum. Petroleum comes from life. Petroleum is organic and it draws blood to itself. Where there's petroleum, a lot of blood comes. Petroleum is organic and blood is organic. And green blood from plants. It all makes the black snake. Black snake, which is crisscrossing the continent. And I just filled my gas tank, and it's such a good feeling to have a full tank of gas. I think you know what I mean, a full tank of gas. Big tubes that the petroleum can go through and splashes of blood above it. I think Afghanistan, aren't they going to build a pipeline, or they used to talk about building a pipeline, geopolitical machinations. And now this period we're going through, we're afraid for structure. We're afraid to lose because the structure, we didn't realize the structure only stays structured. The bones of the courts, and the courts hold the courtyard stone by stone. And we assume the separation of powers. We made that, and we all work with that. We all assume it. And right now we're still pretty much right now with the separation of powers and the petroleum. The separation of powers does not talk about the corporations. But really you've got the court system, you've got the legislative system, you've got the federal system, and you've got the corporations. And laws and religion, and that's how you know what the laws are and what the people are that stay to one set of the Torah or Sharia or the Constitution. The racial laws in Italy in the 1930s. My father, look at our passport. It's only good for a few more, maybe 2 weeks. Our passports are running out and they're closing the borders. It's not that they're throwing us out, it's that they're closing the borders. That's even worse than throwing you out. They're closing the borders, but it's bad enough to throw out. 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 Look how beautiful. It is beautiful. A lot of flags are every family in Italy before the unification of the country, every family had its very beautiful symbol that it flew from the top of its tower. And each family got a taller tower than the next family. And every 6 months, no, maybe 3 years, there'd be a war between two families, between two cities. And three or four young men. And Florence dammed up the Arno River. They dammed up the Arno River, and then they let it loose. They let it loose, and it flooded. It flooded Pisa. Florence and Pisa. Pisa still won't forgive Florence. But now they're one country. They're not going to go to war against each other. They're going to wait for the big war. The First World War, the Italians were saying, we've got to get into it. We don't care which side, one side or the other. We've got to find a side to get into. We've got to get into this big, big war, because the little wars are gone. You can't have little wars anymore, because you're one country. You're one country, and you have big, big wars. And what is beautiful about I go to the garden to open my heart. awake. The Mississippi River, a wide river. You can take two canvases and soak them in the water in the river. You can soak two canvases in the water in the river, and the currents will take them. The currents will float them. The currents will. The wide, wide river. The Mississippi is big. It's wide. It's got islands in it. And it's got ducks floating in the water. Jace, can I borrow your duck? Thank you. And this little duck is living happily on that wide river. Oh, there's something good to eat. Bloop. This little duck swims between these canvases that are floating, and it's fun. It's a fun place. It's a fun place. And this little duck goes back to DeJace's duck. And the petroleum goes peacefully through the pipelines. And it gives me my plastic container to put this leftover soup in. And it fills my gas tank. And somewhere across the world, the Fukushima plant is being unbelievably, unbelievably, unbelievable. Thank you.